This is the Big Biz Show. What's so funny about investing money, you ask?
Play ball.
The Big Biz Show with Russ and Sully hope to answer that. Top-rated insightful financial analysis. If you're looking for insightful financial perspective on key market strategies, keep looking. I told you, this is the Big Biz Show. Hello. This is Russ and Sully.
Big Biz Show, BigBizShow.com. If you haven't checked lately, your portfolio this morning, brace yourselves because your computer screen looks like it's bleeding. A lot of red in the market today. World has been lurching ever closer to a full-blown trade war with China, and that's what we're talking about today. So, and this is all about tariffs. And what is a tariff, you might ask? Rusty?
You see, a lot of them, they lead caravans. The tariff is the top leader of a foreign caravan.
Nailed it.
Got it. So how does
a tariff, simply put, is a tax levied on imported goods.
Okay.
So in this case, the stuff coming in from China, everything from cars to medical devices to the little umbrellas in your drinks to the peanut butter, because they make the plastic jars of the peanut butter go in.
Okay.
Okay. Some of that medical equipment could affect you and your insurance. You might be surprised to hear that Volvo, VW, Ford, Buick all have manufacturing ties to China, as does Mexico and Canada.
Everything's tied to China.
Not just parts, but full-blown assembly. President Donald Trump says today he's going to raise tariffs this week on an additional $200 billion of Chinese goods, which is rocking the market. Now, think about that. So far, already, you've got two sets of tariffs. You have our original tariffs. We were charging, I think, 5 or 6% on $10 billion worth of goods. Now we're talking about charging 25% on close to $500 billion worth of goods. That's almost everything that's imported by this country.
Yeah.
So look.
And so they'll stop what, making it?
No. They're not going to stop making it.
What's the deal?
We're going to pay more. They're going to charge us more because of the tariffs.
Why don't we charge more? Charge them some more?
Here we are in a full-blown pissing contest.
Well, let's just bomb them.
No, you can't.
Blow them the hell up.
Military's
China, we're coming after you.
Military's bigger than ours.
You and your plastic peanut butter jars.
But here, you know what's interesting, though?
Mess.
This is how Donald Trump negotiates.
That's what I'm saying.
And this is a great lesson in the market on how fear and greed work, because this really is happening. Fear and greed are, you know, this morning everybody was scared, 2% down in the market. People sold off. Now we're like 0.5% down. It's not even that big a deal. How's this going to affect your wallet? That's a big question in everyone's mind. If these tariffs take effect, you might see prices go slightly up, but you're really going to feel the tug in your wallet on big ticket items. For example, if you're going to buy a TV, let's say for $560 television,
okay,
now costs you $700. Same principle applies if you're buying a barbecue. I mean, we're all sort of...
China makes barbecues?
They make parts. There's nothing that you're wearing that has... very little that you own doesn't have something with the Chinese.
I have bamboo underwear.
So there you go.
It's itchy.
Yeah.
But koalas love it.
So James... You know, this is sort of how he negotiates, and this is what we bought into, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it's the only way, really. When you're talking about practices that have been in place for decades, and you're talking about $600 to $800 billion a year that essentially we're losing, the only way to change that is to be tough. Here's a quote. Listen to this quote.
Yeah.
Hang tough on China, President. Don't back down. Strength is the only way to win with China. You know who posted that on their Twitter account?
Who?
Chuck Schumer.
Wow. There we go.
Now, you could be cynical and say, Chuck is just trying to harm the economy. But I personally think, obviously, in the long run, the trade deal with China is going to be the biggest economic victory in modern times. And it will come. I really believe it will come. And this is the only way it's going to come.
Yeah.
It's going to come through this kind of toughness that, you know, Trump is going against a lot of his economic advisors who are, I'll put in quotes, quote, free traders, close quote.
Mm-hmm.
Because we haven't had free trade with China for decades. It's been unfair. And I think what we're seeking is, you know, a fairer trade situation. Now, are we going to achieve zero tariffs on both sides? Maybe not. Mm-hmm. But are we going to get a better deal that's been in place? I say highly, highly likely. And, you know, Trump's smart. He's timing this so that the trade war ends.
Yeah.
Kind of close to the 2020 election.
Sure.
I think it would. I wouldn't surprise me if it gets pushed to either the end of this year or even into next year, mm-hmm. and we continue to have this kind of. It will affect the markets, but you know the markets tend to overreact, which is an opportunity for investors. But they do.
Yeah.
Well, which is exactly what happened this morning. I
mean, opportunity.
People panicked, you know, early on, and then of course the markets evened out. And I mean, Apple lost 6% at one point, and then ended up, you know, I mean, look up AAPL, would you, Chris or Curtis? I think, I mean, you'll find out that, you know,
6% Apple, they dropped.
Yeah,
6%
at one point for intraday. Oh. Now it's down about 3%.
Because they're working with the the enemy.
Well, yes, they're working there. Hey, So listen, I got to talk about Attorney General Barr, who is sort of the latest recipient of the barrels of the Democratic cannon that's coming out. Give us an overview and tell us sort of what happened about these investigation-obsessed people on Washington.
Well, sure. I mean, look, if we look at Democratic politicians, especially the ones who are running for president, mm-hmm. we look at some of the members of the Senate Judiciary Committee who happen to fall in both categories in some cases. We look at their allies in the media, their language, their rhetoric concerning William Barr has gotten so exaggerated, so ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So what we're hearing is Barr should be disbarred, ironically, Barr disbarred, should resign, should be impeached. Some of them are basically asking for him to be crucified. So this is a man who's been around Washington for three decades, highly respected, and what he's done here is extend himself. And, you know, he didn't have to release this lightly redacted report at all, and he did so. He didn't have to let the public know what the bottom line was, but he did so. And he goes in there, and they are, you know, like this crazy Maisie Hirono, the senator from Hawaii. The way she talked to him was embarrassing to me and embarrassing to professionals in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
But there's a reason behind it, and here is the reason. You know, it's funny. You talk about the emotions in the market.
Sure.
There's emotions in politics. Here's the emotion. Fear.
Yeah.
The Democrats have been afraid ever since William Barr used the word spying, and he indicated that he's going to look into the investigations of President Trump, meaning the counterintelligence investigation conducted by the Department of Justice, which would implicate a whole host of people. And, you know, a lot of people lost this. But when William Barr was testifying in front of the Senate, he said, I'm going to be working very closely, this is his words, very closely with Michael Horowitz, with the Inspector General of the Department of Justice, Michael Horowitz, who's coming out with a report in weeks. And that report deals with the FISA abuse.
That's the other side of the coin. That's the other side of the coin. That's where the Department of Justice gets under a microscope, which is something that they normally don't get.
That's exactly right. And everybody, you know, they know this. The Democrats know this. There are highly damaging facts to the Democrat Party, to the previous administration, to the Obama administration, that are going to come out that we don't know yet. One of the things that Barr said, he said, you know, if this is a counterintelligence investigation, it sure is anemic if it only surveilled one guy, Carter Page, meaning the FISA warrants were just for Carter Page. Well, the next day, the New York Times came out with a story that there was essentially a spy that tried to entrap George Papadopoulos, mm-mm. a spy who was working for the FBI, a female, you know, basically bombshell who was using sexual attraction to get Papadopoulos basically to commit crimes.
Yeah.
So, or to give damaging information about the Trump campaign at the time. So that we're just seeing perhaps the tip of the iceberg, but we know when Horowitz is going to hand his report to whom? William Barr.
Yeah.
John Huber, the U.S. attorney, is going to hand his findings to whom? William Barr. William Barr is putting together a team to go in and look at this. So what did the Democrats have to do? They have to launch a preemptive strike.
Okay, stay there, James, because let's talk about that preemptive strike, because that's exactly, because the best defense, good offense. That's what they say.
And I would have a fear of Bill Barr, much like I have a fear of my Barr Bill, because when it comes, hey!
BigBizShow.com. More James Hurston coming up. Thankfully, he's gone.
Wait a second, man.
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
Asking the hard-hitting questions you want answers to, but mostly just drifting off and staring blankly at the wall. It's the Big Biz Show with Russ and Sully.
Big Biz Show, BigBizShow.com. Got a company coming in studio tomorrow that makes those football helmets for the NFL that prevents concussions.
Yeah, they're doing wonders with Dr. Scholes in your helmet.
Dr. Scholes in your helmet. That's it.
Pretty much.
Dr. Lobe. Dr. Frontal Lobe.
Keep working on it.
Thank you. Also, Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy.com will be with us tomorrow. GasBuddy.com.
Remember the map?
The gas price temperature. I don't want to look at the map.
I don't either.
Basically, with the stock markets today, I don't want, Actually, the market's only down 0.5%. Wait, the Dow was down 500 points this morning?
Yeah.
I think we're going to end up down about 100 points.
Pshaw,
I say.
What do you say?
Coming up in a few minutes, Andy Williams.
Really? Love him.
Moon River.
Breakfast at Tiffany's, baby.
Andy Williams did the greatest Christmas album ever.
I loved Andy Williams.
Andy Williams' Christmas album was the best Christmas album ever. Now, Andy Williams is the CEO of Medicine Man Technologies, cannabis company.
Even better.
Yeah, I know, right? it's like Christmas in May, isn't it?
This is groovy.
Also, Will Waldrop with EVO Labs. This is just a little bit. So
it's a cannabis closeout.
Russ is going to have the end of the show to himself.
Dude. Cannabis needs its own network.
I think the last time I tried cannabis, this song was number one.
I could see you at the concert.
Silk Degrees?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wasn't he great?
Yeah.
He's still great.
What band was he in before that? It was like...
Boss Gags?
Boss Gags.
I don't think so.
I'm going to look it up. I'll Google it while you pontificate.
While we talk to James? James is still here.
He'd know.
Yeah, you know, anybody. He went on
quicker than Google.
James, I don't think Boss Gags was in another band before he was just Boss Gags, was he? I don't think so.
Not that I know of.
I think you're thinking of Eric Clapton.
I didn't think so. He probably wrote songs for other bands.
Yeah. That could have been it.
But Peter
Frampton. There's another one.
He was Boss Gags. People were stealing his licks, putting him on hip-hop records for rap tunes.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, sure they are. Yeah, he was born in Canton, Ohio. Let me see. I'm looking at Wikipedia here.
Okay.
Rhythm and Blues. There was no new bands. He appeared on the Steve Miller Band first two albums, but he wasn't part of that.
Yeah. Stevie Gitton.
His first deal was a solo contract in 1968 with Atlantic Records.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to Boz Scaggs, I always think he was influenced by Van Morrison.
I do too.
Because they,
100
you
years.
Know, Van Morrison is, they sing similar licks, but I think Van is even better, personally.
Yeah. His greatest album, of course, Silk Degrees.
That's right.
Boz Scaggs.
Short for Bosley, by the way.
Right. So, by the way, one of the greatest concerts. One of the greatest concerts I've ever seen.
I saw that.
I saw a great concert.
Concert
with Michael McDonald. Listen, baby. Listen. You sound like you have something wrong with you. Bosco, you do. You sound like you do.
Nation forever.
Yeah, see, he does. It sounds like, what are you doing over there? Had Michael McDonald, Boss Gags, and Donald Fagen from Steely Dan. All three of them on stage at the same time.
Yeah.
Fagen behind the keyboard.
Sure.
Michael McDonald with the Rhodes piano, and then, of course, Boss Gags on a guitar.
That's cool.
Very good. That was a great show. Yeah. In fact, I think you can Google
it. Oh, that sounds wonderful.
That's like a great show, yeah.
That's a good time to make it your last
I have a so one of my one of my favorite things in my living room that just recently happened was I was on the marquee and they're on for a venue here in San Diego.
Okay, Bill.
And right above me was Michael McDonald.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then my name. And then to the left of me was who's the other guy we like? The other guy we like?
Sure. No,
Elvis Costello.
Oh wow.
I mean, I'm just thinking. I'm on the same billboard.
You've arrived.
I have arrived. Yeah. Those guys had no idea who I was. Yeah. I was sweeping the floors in the back. Hey, James. Let's talk about how the preemptive strike is going, because obviously that means the Republicans are doing something right if the Democrats are still. I mean, I think it was Ocasio-Cortez who actually said something. We need to keep this Mueller investigation front and center. Wow. It's over. It's all done. Mueller was their savior, James. Mm-hmm. Mueller was their messiah, and he didn't deliver. So now they're looking for something else, right?
No, absolutely. What they want to do is revive a corpse. You know, they're giving artificial resuscitation to a dead man. They're hoping for the end of a Freddy Krueger movie, apparently. But the thing is, what they are trying to set up is a future date when Barr comes out with this damaging stuff about Spygate. Here's what we're going to hear. We're going to hear nothing that comes out of that department that's headed by William Barr is trustworthy. We should pay no attention to whatever he produces. That's what the Democrats are planning. That's their only defense, really.
Yeah.
It's not going to work, though.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
You know, Mueller looks like Frankenstein a little bit. If he put a couple bolts on his neck.
I would like to see him testify just because I'd love to have him dress some people down. You know, I would like
to. Do you think he's related to John Kerry? Is it possible?
God, they look alike, don't they? They do. And the guy from.
Why the long face?
And the guy from The Monsters. Really? No, truly. I would like to. I would love to. I don't think anybody's ever heard him speak, because, first of all, he's never spoken.
No.
Oh, I. Personally, I think they should have a town hall meeting with Robert Mueller and make it a pay-per-view.
Oh, my God.
I think it would
imagine.
They could do it.
Oh,
That's right. No one's heard him. Robert Mueller speaks.
Yeah.
It would be a massive audience.
Yeah.
They could have a build-up to it. On CNN, they would have one of those clocks.
He should
read 4 days, 2 hours, 42 minutes to Robert Mueller speaks.
He could read mean
tweets.
I
think something like that is coming, even if it's not a pay-per-view.
Yeah, I think it would be. I think that would. Well, first of all, wouldn't you like to hear what he has to say, or do you think he would just say no comment the whole time?
Oh no! I think it would be very interesting to hear what he has to say. I think we're going to. There's no way to stop him. He can resign tomorrow, and he can go testify, and he can go on CNN. He'll be on CNN and MSNBC endlessly. And I think he wants to. I think Robert Mueller is very concerned about the media, and that's what William Barr testified. He said the purpose of that letter to William Barr was not to what William Barr had done. It was what the media had done. So, and it's very clear by the way Robert Mueller wrote the report. But the question is, if Robert Mueller goes out and he starts testifying and talking, then when will Andrew Weissman, the so-called pit bull who did most of the prosecutions, is he going to go out and start talking? All of it starts getting very unseemly, but there are people who want to perpetuate the dead story, and they're going to do everything they can to do it.
Yeah, I will tell you, this is, we're not going to see anything of note change anytime soon with the rancor and everything else going on. Speaking of Boss Gags,
I'd like to see him come in and read all these tweets. So I wrote a thing.
Yeah, I would love to see that too. By the way, William Royce Skaggs. His name's not Bosley. I don't know how the hell he came up with that freaking 1980s.
Classmate.
1980s
nickname.
DJ BS. William Royce Skaggs is his name, a.k.a. Boz. Thank you, James. James Hurston. Hurston on Hollywood.
Where'd you get Sullivan?
Newsmax. Sullivan. Dude.
See?
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
Jump Television Studios, The Big Biz Show, our affiliates and our hosts are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile selected publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. Most of these companies that we profile have provided compensation to Jump Television Studios and its hosts for the profile coverage. From time to time, we sell shares of the companies profiled in the open market that we receive as compensation for coverage of client companies, but never sell stock if we are speaking about, interviewing, or covering a public company who has paid compensation. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by contacting jumptvstudios@gmail.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available at the websites on the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, at sec.gov, and or the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, at finra.org. Hey there, live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California, nationwide, coast to coast, in 110 million broadcast television homes on the U2 America Network and the Biz Television Network, as well as on the radio. Yep, we're radio and TV at the same time. Big Biz Show's on the air. We're brought to you by Prudential. Let Prudential be your
rock
for retirement. Also brought to you by Rock Mobile. You get a Rock Mobile plan for $29 a month, right? And your voice won't sound gravelly. Your voice sounds gravelly. Also brought to you by Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. Starbucks Coffee, where I was this morning.
Yeah!
They have, you know, they've changed something because they have a bigger, bolder flavor. Yeah, I said bolder. Bolder. Also, Outback Steakhouse sponsors us. But the company that owns Outback Steakhouse?
Which one's that?
Bloomin' Brands.
I love them.
They own all these restaurants. Roy's Restaurant, Fleming Steakhouse, Bonefish Grill, Leroy Selman's Barbecue, Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Remember they threw us a bone. Did the gig at...
At Boulder.
Was it?
Perfect. It was Boulder.
That was Little Rock.
That was Boulder. Thank you, Tony. Oh, boy. Hey, this guy was probably one of the best, probably the best interviews we've had on the cannabis business in the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
The name of the company is Medicine Man Technologies. His name is Andy Williams, no relation to the Andy Williams San Diego Open or the Christmas album.
Or Jean-Claude Killy and
Moon River.
Shot by his ex-wife.
However, yeah. Andy Williams, CEO of Medicine Man Technologies, very smart guy. They are publicly traded under the stock symbol MDCL. For our TV audience, you're looking at their website at medicinemantechnologies.com.
Yes.
If you're listening to us on the radio, I will put the link up on our website, bigbizshow.com, but it's pretty easy, medicinemantechnologies.com. And joining us now via Skype, my good friend, Andy Williams. Andy, so great to have you along, sir. How are you?
Oh, thank you very much. Big head in the screen there. How you doing, Sully?
Good.
Thanks for having me back.
So just, by the way, just for our audience that understands, we have a little technical issue, so we're having Andy. We wanted to see him, but he's also talking to us on the telephone.
Combining two.
We just have a little better audio that way, but it's almost like we're hidden in his desk and he's cutting a deal.
See?
And we're watching him.
At work.
Hey, listen, great to see you. First of all, can you give us, as we picked up a number of new affiliates since we last had you on the air, both on TV and radio, give us an overview about what Medicine Man Technologies does?
Yeah, absolutely. We were formed in 2014 as a cannabis consulting company, and we did that based on the 5 years I had been in business with a company called Medicine Man. Now, Medicine Man is a cannabis cultivation and retail company here in Colorado, and we had learned a lot about growing cannabis industrially by 2014, and we knew that people were entering the space at the time in Nevada and Illinois, and they were going to need consultants, and we thought it'd be a good business, and so we started this, and our first client was in Illinois in June of 2014, and we help people that have the desire and the money, the business acumen to get into the space but didn't have the know-how, and we provided that know-how to help with competitive licensure, so winning a license, design and building facilities, training employees, getting systems up and running, doors open.
Wow.
And so since then, we've expanded our service lines to many other types of helping people that are already in the industry and need help performing, and many other services. We also have products now. We have Success Nutrients that you see in your screen there, on the lower right. And Success Nutrients is quite honestly the best nutrient market product on the market today.
So let's stop right there for a second.
Yeah, wait a minute,
because
I'm thinking of putting in a backyard garden. Is that what that's for? The home grower, something like that. The additives, the soil things that you're talking about here.
Yeah, it'd be one hell of an expensive tomato if you were to use it. It would do well.
Yeah,
but you may not want to use this product for that. It is designed specifically for cannabis.
Nice.
And with cannabis, though, with the margins and the sale price of that, you want the best nutrient, because little bits of yield in terms of percentages equate to a lot of money. And so spending a little bit more on nutrient in the cannabis world is okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you something, because I think one thing that people don't understand is there's this thing called cannabis and there's this thing called hemp. And both of them create CBD. I don't know if hemp has THC, but both of them have CBD. Can you talk to us about the difference between the hemp plant and the cannabis plant, or is it one and the same after all?
Well, actually, our lexicon needs to change a little bit, because cannabis, both hemp and marijuana are included in the cannabis line.
Okay, so they're...
Really, when I want to draw a distinction, I say marijuana or hemp.
Marijuana or hemp. Okay, good. See, lesson learned number one. So I will never make that mistake. Okay, so marijuana or hemp, part of the cannabis plant. So what's the difference between marijuana and hemp? How about that?
Well, marijuana has much higher concentrations of THC and have a broader range of spectrum of other cannabinoids within the plant. There's actually over 500 compounds, chemical compounds, that have been identified in the marijuana plant, and far less than that, and I don't have the number, but, mostly CBD in terms of cannabinoids in the hemp plant. Now, hemp does have THC, but it is regulated that there has to be less than 0.03%, or is it 0.3? I can't remember.
Yeah.
I'm not in the hemp business
now. Small amount.
But, a very low concentration of THC, and so you get predominantly CBD. Now, when you're using CBD, there are arguments that state that having a fuller spectrum of cannabinoids, or even just including some THC, will enable your body to utilize the CBD better. Although I think CBD by itself is still helpful to people in some ways, having some THC, I think, is better for the human body.
Yeah. So, which by the way, this is all about tinctures and it's about mixtures and mix. So I think one of the things that people and this is, once again, Andy Williams, Medicine Man Technologies. You can go to medicinemantechnologies.com. By the way, they are publicly traded under the stock symbol MDCL. But I've got to say this, because this is interesting, because it's good to have a best practices company like yours that's kind of overseeing sort of the consulting and trusted source for all of these different verticals inside the CBD, cannabis, and hemp space. Because I will tell you, I hear nothing but positive things about people wanting to use CBD for inflammation, for seizures, for other ailments, and I understand that it works. Here's the difference, though. When I go to CVS and I want to get, let's say, Bengay doesn't work as good as a Salonpas for muscle aches, for me personally.
Okay.
At least I know that there's the medicine in one and there's medicine in other. The I guess the
the question comes.
Yeah.
When I go online, I see a CBD thing. I don't know how much is fish oil. I don't know how much is
that's
CBD. I don't know, so on and so forth.
That can be an issue.
And I think that's isn't that sort of where we need to get, Andy, where we have a sort of a best practice where we know what's inside of these products?
Yes. The hemp world right now is in its very early stages, and it really does remind me of 2009 when I entered the cannabis or the, you know, the marijuana space, where the regulation is very light and quite honestly not enforced very much. And there's a lot of people out there right now selling a lot of products that really are snake oil. And that saddens me because that's going to give the whole industry a black eye.
But that's why Medicine Man Technologies is there, is because they give the best practices. They are consulting. They're a full service cannabis consulting, turnkey solutions. Andy, I want to have you back for a whole hour. I want you to come to San Diego, buddy. Thank you so much, Andy Williams, Medicine Man Technologies.
Come on, Bob.
Stock symbol MDCL. See you in a minute. Jump Television Studios, The Big Biz Show, our affiliates, and our hosts are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile selected publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. Most of these companies that we profile have provided compensation to Jump Television Studios and its hosts for the profile coverage. From time to time, we sell shares of the companies profiled in the open market that we receive as compensation for coverage of client companies, but never sell stock if we are speaking about, interviewing, or covering a public company who has paid compensation. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by contacting jumptvstudios@gmail.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available at the websites on the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, at sec.gov, and or the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, at finra.org.
Born broke and you die broke. They're trying not to take the in-between part too seriously. It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
Big Biz Show, BigBizShow.com. Great to have you along today. Rusty Nails and Sully. Boy, what a day on the markets, Nails.
Not so bad now.
Well, we're getting better. Let's just put that out there.
Like all weekdays, it starts out slow, and by the time you get to the end of the week,
well, this one started out fast. I'll tell you, we were down 500 points on the Dow at last check. We're down 50 points. We could end up in positive territory after this is all over. It's so funny how the market runs on fear and greed.
Stay strong, Donald.
Before we get to Will Waldrop from Evio Labs, who I love, by the way. Will Waldrop is a fan. So I have to tell you.
I love them more.
I want to tell you a little story. Yeah. Amazon. Are you an Amazon Prime member?
Yes, sir. You bought it.
Chris, you Amazon Prime? Jared, sure. Or Curtis?
Prime.
Yeah. Amazon has contributed so much that's useful to human life. Or should I say so much that's convenient to and panders to our laziness.
Okay.
At times, though, I believe the company has strange ideas that haven't been thought through. Like your delivery of pizza on a drone. How are they going to keep that warm? It's up in the sky. Right?
Yeah.
That's, you know, if you have an Amazon.
How about a 3D printer with cheese loaded into the cartridge? Cheese, salami, or whatever.
With milk and some sort of probiotics.
I'm thinking too, man.
If you have an Amazon Prime account, and really who hasn't been talked into that by now?
Yeah.
You can designate now one day a week called Amazon Day.
Yes, I'll take it.
That's right. And this isn't the day in which you get down on your knees and sing Amazon Grace to the tune of Amazing Grace.
I get it.
Or have Jeff Bezos open up a headquarters in your town to create economic activity. Mm-hmm. Instead, it's a day that you decide that you want all of your Amazon deliveries to arrive. All at one time.
Oh, that's a great idea.
What could go wrong? What could go wrong?
No. Yeah.
Well, first of all, for one, it means that if one of your items is out of stock or late, Amazon said that it's possible that your entire delivery might be delayed. But here's the other thing. This subhuman garbage that I like to call porch pirates.
Oh gosh, yes.
Right, and I've got a feeling many of these porch pirates would embrace this regular
one load. Yeah, oh, sure. Why come back every day?
So one load deal.
Oh, that's a great.
See, I'm Russ is on Thursday, Sully's on Tuesday, Janica's on Friday, and Curtis on Monday. Yeah, that's a. It's you know so. Anyway, personally, I enjoy the surprise of a package. And by the way, now, do you have...
Can I get that quote on a T-shirt?
Did I? By the way, have you discovered the Ring camera?
Yeah.
Do you have one?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
No.
Why?
Because it keeps telling me, hey, someone just walked by. The bird flew
no,
by.
Because, no, because...
No,
you,
I got
you,
in the
you,
house.
You have it set... You have
I got
it,
one hidden.
You have it set to...
I know. I screwed it up. But you know, I do have one.
So I was getting... Okay, so he's, let me see here. Who's come by my house here? Oh, look, it's your ex-wife.
All right, and, good.
Oh, I'll be there in a little bit. So now I understand you're supposed to be able to talk to...
I'll be there for a little bit.
Oh. Anyway, thank you. Anyway, Amazon.
Yeah.
Amazon day.
I like the idea, especially if you're going to be home, because I get a lot of, well, I know someone who I live with gets a lot of stuff through Amazon, and it does show up.
Exactly.
And
Will, so here's the deal. I'm going to have Will for a short interview today. However, I'm going to have him for a longer one because I'm going to talk him into coming to San Diego this week because there's lots of interest in his company. He doesn't even know why yet, but he's coming to San Diego.
And bring some of the rejects from the testing process.
Will. Hey, Will, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Good to see you. EVO Labs, EVO Labs, I beg your pardon. EVIO is their stock symbol. It's EVO Labs.
It's easy to do that.
Cannabis testing. We were just talking about this with the guys from Medicine Man Technologies. And this is about finding a best practices, because when you go online to buy something for CBD or cannabis or anything else, who is to know what's actually in there and at what percentages, and enter EVIO Labs. Talk about what you guys do, Will. We're going to have you on for a little bit.
Absolutely. EVIO Labs, we're one of the industry leaders testing of cannabis compliance testing. I don't even want to say cannabis anymore. CBD, hemp, cannabis, it all falls under the same umbrella.
Yeah.
And we do that compliance testing. So when you go into a dispensary, or now if you go into a CBD retail store, you can assure what you're buying is what's in the package.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. How is and you know, how has this changed over you for the last year? Are you busier now? Because you've got, what, a million or one and a half million tests performed, say, or 150,000 tests performed, something like that? I mean, the bottom line is, this is different than it was when you started. Are you gonna, I mean, can you guys keep up with the demand? Because now, I mean, how many labs do you guys have across the country and internationally now?
Yeah, well, we have 8 labs in North America.
Wow.
And yeah, the industry has changed a lot. A lot in the last, really, 6 months with the Farm Bill passing late in 2018. Mm-hmm. We are seeing states now kind of run to accelerate CBD testing. CBD, as you're well aware, is the non-psychoactive part of cannabis.
Sure.
And people are finding CBD in waters and beverages and sunscreen and lotions. And because of that, you know, you think about the kind of going back 10 years ago to the nutraceutical industry, when there was a lot of claims about health benefits and things like that.
Sure.
The FDA is coming down hard on the consumers right now, or excuse me, on the manufacturers. And as a result of that, you know, manufacturers, one, are having to control and throttle what they communicate benefits are. But number two, and more importantly, they need a third party like EVIO Labs to provide that confirmation that what's in the package is what the consumer is going to receive.
So, and I think that's the big piece of this thing.
Looks like a new website, too.
And it looks like a brand new website there. This is part one of an interview, because I'm going to have him come in studio later this week because we ran out of time today. We're running late, jaw-jacking about the other stuff. EVIO Labs, stock symbol EVIO, EVIOLabs.com. You're going to hear more from Will coming up later this week.
Coming up live in the studio.
Yeah.
This month.
Exactly right. Check out the website. EVIOLabs.com. Will, thanks so much. Even though it was short and sweet, we got the best part of it anyway.
I think.
There you go. All right. Chris Janik is our director. Curtis Maddox, our assistant director today. And RussIsFunny.com because...
Well, RussIsFatAndBald.com is taken.
Where are you going now? What's next?
I got a meeting with your girlfriend. Whoa!